Geothermal flow rate, charging and common issues. How to verify and set loop flow on a geothermal system. How charging a water source heat pump differs from an air source unit. And the common real-world problems. Airbound loops, low flow, wrong entering water temps and weak antifreeze. That masquerade as refrigerant faults. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Two numbers make or break a geosystem's performance. Loop flow GPM and entering water temperature. Get those right and the refrigeration side usually behaves. Get them wrong. Air in the loop. A weak pump. A short or fouled loop. And the unit makes lousy heat or cool while showing refrigerant symptoms that send techs chasing the charge. This article covers verifying slash setting flow, how geocharging differs from air source, and the field problems that actually cause most geo complaints. The big mindset shift. On geo, prove the water side before you touch the refrigerant side. Most it doesn't heat right calls or flow or air, not charge. How it works, flow rate. The unit needs a design GPM through the water to refrigerant heat exchanger to move heat properly, typically sized around a couple plus GPM per ton. You verify flow by measuring the pressure drop across the heat exchanger and comparing it to the manufacturer's pressure drop vs GPM chart. For that unit, each unit publishes the relationship. Pressure drop ports on the exchanger let you read it. Low flow equals poor heat exchange, weak capacity, and in heating, freeze risk. Entering water temperature EWT. This is the loop water temperature coming into the unit. It's the geo equivalent of outdoor temperature for an air source heat pump, and it's far more stable. Performance and the correct refrigerant readings depend on EWT, so you always interpret pressures in the context of the current EWT and flow. Charging geo vs air source. Geo systems are commonly factory charged and sealed, and you charge slash verify against EWT and flow, not outdoor air temperature. The manufacturer's commissioning data gives expected pressures, superheat, and subcooling at a given AWT and GPM. You can't judge the charge without knowing both. Many geocharge problems are actually misdiagnosed flow slash air problems, so step one is always is flow correct and the loop free of air. Before adjusting refrigerant, air in the loop and purging. A closed loop must be purged of air at commissioning, and after any opening using a purge cart slash flow center at high velocity to sweep air out. Trapped air kills flow, causes noise, and can freeze the exchanger in heating. Open loops don't have this issue but have their own flow slash quality concerns. In the field, verify flow closed loop. Measure pressure drop across the heat exchanger at the ports. Look up the unit's pressure drop chart to convert that to GPM. Compare to the design GPM about a couple plus GPM per ton. Low flow to purge air, check the pump slash flow center, clean the strainer, look for restrictions. Verify entering water temp and temperature difference. Read EWT and leaving water temp, compute water temperature difference and compare to the unit's target at the rated GPM. Off-target temperature difference plus EWT tells you whether the loop and flow are healthy. Then, and only then, look at refrigerant. Use the manufacturer's commissioning numbers for the measured EWT and GPM. Compare actual superheat slash subcool slash pressures to those. Now a charge discrepancy means something. Before you confirmed flow and EWT, it didn't. Purge a closed loop if you suspect air. Run the purge cart at high flow to carry air bubbles out. Watch the sight glass slash return for air, and keep going until it runs air free. Then set slash verify static loop pressure and antifreeze. Check antifreeze freeze protection on closed loops. Weak antifreeze plus any low flow event can freeze the exchanger in heating. Normal values and targets. Design loop flow, roughly about 2.25 to 3 GPM per ton on many residential units. Confirm the unit spec. Verify via pressure drop, not by guessing. Entering water temp closed loop. Mid-30s to about 50 degrees in heating, warmer about 70 to 90 degrees in cooling, depending on climate slash loop slash run time. Stable. Water temperature difference across the unit. Several degrees at rated flow, per the unit's data. Charging reference. Match measured superheat slash subcool slash pressures to the manufacturer's values at the measured EWT and GPM. Geo charge is judged against water conditions, not outdoor air. Antifreeze, protected below the coldest expected loop temp with margin. Representative, always confirm against the unit's pressure drop and commissioning tables. Common faults and what they mean. Weak heating slash cooling, refrigerant looks off. Verify flow and EWT first. Air in loop, low flow, fouled exchanger, or wrong EWT short slash undersized loop cause refrigerant looking symptoms. Don't add slash remove charge until the water side is proven. Low flow, airbound loop most common, failing flow center pump, clogged strainer, kinked slash restricted line, or partially closed valve. Confirm with pressure drop, then purge slash repair, exchanger freezing and heating. Low flow and slash or weak antifreeze, let the water side drop below freezing. Fix flow and antifreeze, respect any freeze protection lockout. EWT trending ROM over a season, undersized or short-circuited loop supply slash return too close, so the ground can't recover. Heating EWT keeps falling or cooling EWT keeps climbing. Design slash install issue. High head cooling slash low suction heating from the water side. Poor heat exchange from flow or fouling, not a refrigerant fault. Real charge issue. Only callable once flow and EWT are confirmed, then compare to the EWT slash GPM commissioning data. Tech tips and gotchas. Prove flow and EWT before touching the charge. This is the cardinal rule of GEVO. Adjusting refrigerant on a unit that's really airbound or low flow just makes things worse and wastes the visit. Verify flow with pressure drop, not vibes. Each unit has a pressure drop to GPM chart. Two port readings give you real GPM. Feels like it's flowing isn't a measurement. Air is the hash one closed loop gremlin. It mimics low charge, makes noise, kills capacity, and can freeze the exchanger. Purge thoroughly with a cart at high velocity. Don't trust a half-hearted purge. Charge against water conditions. GEO commissioning data is key to EWT and GPM, not outdoor air. Pull the right table and match to the measured EWT and flow. Weak antifreeze is a hidden time bomb in heating. A loop that runs cold with marginal antifreeze freezes the exchanger on the coldest night, often cracking a brazed plate. Verify the freeze point during service. A loop that won't hold EWT points to design, not the box. If heating EWT keeps sagging or cooling EWT keeps climbing across the season, the loop is undersized or short-circuiting. That's not something you fix with a screwdriver at the unit. Safety slash code notes. Refrigerant work on sealed factory charged units follows EPA section 608. Recover, don't vent. Closed loop antifreeze and open loop discharge are regulated. Follow the applicable environmental slash plumbing code. Dispose of loop fluid properly. Loop fluid is under pressure and can be hot or cold. Relieve and verify before opening ports or the flow center. Electrical, compressors and loop slash well pumps are line voltage loads. Lockout slash verify dead. Confirm disconnect per NEC section 440. Never defeat freeze protection or pressure safeties. Diagnose the root cause flow slash antifreeze instead.